as directed.
Good day for you to be you, a boon for those who are thoughtful, intelligent Americans. Welcome to the Good Day program, giving you credit for time here.
It's kind of like me.
Yeah. Well, all right, okay, get down there, will you please? Down, Dougie. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Our website of the day is 1800petmeds.com. You can save 50% or more. I should have had that earlier. When there I am using
isn't
the word.
Isn't that 1-800-PET-MEDS?
1800 PET. You moron. I didn't even catch that joke.
Okay, all right, very good.
I'm a maroon.
Yeah. But that doesn't take away. Pet. Shut up, will you please? It doesn't take away from.
You're going to fall off of my big orange ball.
Oh, there was no hyphen there. I'm looking at this. What is this, 1800 post? Anyway, it could be. Well, by the way, you can get either.
I just snorted my water.
Or, you can get. Whether you do 1-800-PET-MEDS or 1800-PET-MEDS, either one of them will get you there. And now that Richie's had his fun at my expense, you can save 50% or more on your pet veterinary needs. The generic version is Warren Eckstein, who's our pet guy, talking about the medicine that's available across the over-the-counter. You've taken the wind out of my sails.
Oh,
now.
It's totally my fault.
She's
making me giggle.
We have had a wonderfully energetic day thus far.
Yeah, because you're on crack or something. Well, yeah. I don't know what's going on with you today, my man. You're like, hey, how you doing? What's going on?
All right. So here's the story, or a number of stories, actually. Peter Greenberg will be here in a little bit. In this half hour, he visits with us every day. And his story today encourages children to look for a semester of travel at sea. There are these new programs available. And I'm thinking, okay, what's wrong with this picture? As I reflect on the four Americans whose yacht was hijacked by the Somalis and they were killed by their captors yesterday. They were from California. They were bringing Bibles to the Somalis. You know what?
Yeah.
There's a certain reality. Folks, God love you. Why would you just not...
They knew it was a risk.
Crazy.
That's why they went off the grid.
Why do it?
Yeah. But you know what? Do you
have
think
family and responsibilities. Why do it?
Or if you're going to do it, I mean, you've got to know that this is a situation.
Do you think on the dark side of this story, and I hate to even bring this up, but do you think as a Somali pirate, if you jump onto a boat and you think you're going to like get jewels or cash or something, and you just find a boat full of Bibles, that you're a little disappointed?
Yeah. So you shoot them up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. You've got to have some common sense.
I think just Somalia is the next place.
The whole world needs to get blown up, and that would be a good place.
Well, Somalia is. We've been in there before. That's a rough joint, man.
It's totally a rough joint.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not like Afghanistan or Iraq, where there's actually somebody outside that wants. You know, everybody wants to see Somalia blown up. Everybody does.
Well, there's no government. It's the Wild West.
Right, it is. Yeah. Right. It's like that movie. Johnny Depp is the voice of Rango.
Yeah.
That's a funny premise, man. 18 after this. 11 after the hour. So here's the good story of the day. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Bring it.
A woman who is 82 years old ordered pizza from the Domino's store every night of her life. For the last 3+ years. Her name is Jean Wilson.
And the same thing, by the way. She didn't change up the toppings. It was always pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Wow.
So every night said, I want the pepperoni pizza. So the same delivery person, her name is Susan Guy, she'd bring the pizza to this lady's house every night. Other night,
yeah, they would make
no
the
order.
Pizza before she called even.
Right. Two nights, no order. So this Susan Guy goes over to her house and rings on the doorbell, nothing happens. She went to check on the woman, nobody came. So she asked the neighbor whether or not she'd seen Ms. Wilson. Nope. 911. Police get there. This woman had collapsed at home and couldn't get to the phone. You know those old ads you laugh at them?
Mm-hmm.
I've fallen down. I can't get up.
Yep.
Yeah, those are reality. Those things, every woman or man over the age of 80 ought to have one of those things.
They broke down her door.
Yeah.
To get in.
Memphis, Tennessee. Great story. KWAM. She is in non-critical condition.
Except for the pizza every night thing. That's kind of sad.
Well, it saved her life.
Saved her life.
I know.
It is kind of
sad. But it is sad to think about somebody
eating. Imagine being that lonely that your pizza delivery guy has
is
to,
the
or
only
girl
person.
Has to save
yeah, yeah. You, with no kids.
Yeah.
How do we turn this great story into this sad, I want to kill myself
thing? I don't know,
thing?
Because that, I see nice that job. As my life.
Jennifer, you're
cats.
On thin ice this hour.
Yeah.
Thin ice. By the way, Miss Colorado is homeless. Do you know that?
Miss Colorado?
Yeah,
Miss Colorado.
I got a place she can stay.
Is homeless. Yeah. Well, we get the story out a little bit. We're on those four stations, the Colorado Network,
getting somebody
to find a place for her. Maybe she can go live with Ted
Williams. I'm
going to get permission
from my wife, but I mean, you know, after that, yeah.
She can stay in that room that I stayed in your house, Rich.
There you go. Yep.
Downstairs.
I can kick my mother-in-law out in a heartbeat.
Out, yeah. Take your car and hit the road. All right.
It's my car, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Was your car.
They're all my cars.
Yeah, I know. It's everything is yours.
Leave my car and hit the road.
You remind me of Don Ela, who is one of the guys that works on the farm and helps everything come out smoothly. He and I argue about stuff all the time because he says, this is Mayan when I go get
Mayan.
A tool, and it's Mayan.
Mayan and urine.
That's right, exactly. Mayan and urine. Yesterday, actually this morning, every day when I drive to the studio here at CRN Digital Talk in the Valley, I come up because I'm living in Hollywood this year. So I come up Highland Street, and at the intersection of Highland and Hollywood, the Grumman's Theater, where they're going to have the Oscars on Sunday night, right there on the left.
Yeah, they've already closed the street, right?
Yeah, they closed off the street, and I saw Monday when I was driving over here a big crane in the middle of the street. Now, this is 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm driving over the street.
They're building a bridge.
No. They put up... sort of plastic tents because there's rain expected Sunday. And this thing is this big a deal that they can close off the street for the rest of the week while they wait on the various pieces that are coming in that they assemble to have this thing ready for the Oscars. It's that big a deal. They close off the whole street for a week.
I've also heard that they've built a bridge over the street so that the paparazzi and the
news people can...
You know
what I was thinking of doing?
Wow.
This thing starts at what? I'm not going to be here on Sunday. That's right, too. I've got to be back in the...
That'd be fun to walk over.
I was thinking, I just walk up. It's only a few blocks from my house. Walk up there and watch what goes on, but I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
Kodak Theater,
the
home of the Academy Awards. Preparations are underway, and it's the big signs, Highland Avenue will be closed on the 27th. So they're going to close all of that whole area around there. This is a big deal. This is a company town, folks. If you're coming to visit Hollywood, this would not be the week to come.
No.
Because a lot of the stuff
you're not
going to
see a lot.
You won't see anything.
Yeah, well, what's it like to get down into, the grandstands down there? What do you have to camp there by Friday?
There's tickets, and there's camping, and there's...
A lottery, and all kinds of stuff.
You know, it's kind of like a big sporting event. Just better to watch it at home, I think.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Better view.
All right, 16, no, let's make it 14 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program coming up. The discussion, most of the energy today has been around what's going on in government and how to fix and deal with some of these things that are now spreading. I'm going to give you a couple of bits and pieces of information. As a matter of fact, our 2020 news quiz is built on realizing how big the problem is. And that's where we have to get started. You realize how big the problem is. You know what's going on in Wisconsin. You know what's going on in these other states. You know what's going on here is the same as what's going on in the Middle East. People are waking up, and, you know, they're people mostly are all sick of what's going on, so we want to fix it. How do we fix it? The answer coming right up on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Okay, 18 after the hour.
You okay?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm really worried about you today.
Yeah. Somebody slipped a Mickey in your milk last night or something.
What about my Mickey?
800, I'm having my yogurt and my regular fruit. Yeah.
You've been eating yogurt for like 4 hours. How big of a container?
Yeah, we need to taste test that yogurt.
Yeah. All right, so here's the story about Sandy Fonzo. A mother who confronted a judge this past week in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. This was a good idea on the part of the father. What happened kind of screwed it all up. This kid, what, 17 years old, Richie? Father, trying to keep him away from a bad element, planted some things in his car. The police stopped him. They arrested him. The judge sentences him to a term, but the judge is getting a kickback. The way things are, you don't even want to think this, but apparently this is true. In some cases where it's obvious that corruption is a temptation, and this is a perfect example, this judge is getting kickbacks from
Private juvenile detention center, yeah.
Yeah, right. So he sends everybody there so he can get a kickback from the detention center. The kid goes in there and commits suicide. So not only is his father a screw-up, but so is the judge.
Huh.
So how do you, I guess now the judge is on trial because somebody figured out what was going on. But he was a good kid, apparently, a wrestler, and the father's just trying to...
The judge has been found guilty of racketeering just last week for accepting nearly $1 million in illegal payments from the for-profit facility.
Yeah, this is bad. This kind of stuff. Hmm. You've got to wonder why the human condition is such that we are so open to corruption.
And you've got to see the video of the corruption. Mother confronting the judge on the steps of the courthouse.
Why don't we post it at DougStefan.com?
It's unreal.
Yeah, can we do that? Can we post it there?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it.
Right, all right. The story of Ted Williams, the homeless man with a golden voice, landing a job with a reality show called Second Chances at Life. That story is at DougStefan.com. Facebook... And keeping tabs on relationships is a new app for you. You'll love that. That story is at DougStefan.com. And we have the monkeys in the focus in a moment from DougStefan.com.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Hey.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Every time I hear the song, goosebumps like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, it's a happy song.
Yeah. This is one of the best pop songs in my mind to ever have been recorded.
I'm not serious.
The song and the spirit of this song, the way that it winds up like right here. Wind it up, Richie.
Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to us?
There's just something about this song that does it for me. So the Monkees, according to the story at DougStephan.com today, are reuniting for a summer tour. That'd be something I would take in, because I've actually never seen the Monkees perform live. I would like to take advantage of that. We have the
still
whole
blows
list.
My mind that Roberta saw Jimi Hendrix warm up for the Monkees in like 1966 or something.
I know. Amazing.
That
keep
kills
it
me.
Come on, Richie, crank it up. Oh, I can't I have, by the way, absolutely no idea what the lyrics of this song mean. Not a clue.
But it's cheer up.
But it's okay. So wonderful. Let's see, the way it is, it's sung. It's just the happiest of tunes. A great, great pop hit. And that's what these guys are all about. It was complete nonsense. This was a studio group, by the way. Never meant to go anywhere.
No, it wasn't even a studio group. It was It was like one of these groups that they put together that a producer puts together just for the media.
That's what I mean. Well, yeah,
whatever.
TV show. It was kind of a prank, in a sense. And then they became one of the most popular contributors to pop music in the 60s and 70s. The Monkees.
Written by John Stewart.
Yeah.
From the Kingston Trio. Yeah.
Not from the Kingston Trio.
Surely Stewart before Trio. He left the Kingston Trio.
The Stewart I was thinking of. Yeah. He did a lot of this pop stuff, actually. Roots in folk. Yes. All right, Richie, thank you for clarifying that story. Video of the day today, speaking of Richie, did you ever think Taekwondo would be considered cute? There are
cute.
Children stumbling their way through a match as the video of the day at DougStephan.com today. Taekwondo.
Yeah, when we go, they have something at our Taekwondo school called Little Tigers, and that's what Sean started at. It's four years old.
Yeah,
and it's hilarious.
That's probably pretty cute.
Oh, it's very cute. Yeah.
How do you keep them from getting there? You know my thing about the head. How do you keep them from hurting their head?
They don't do anything. They're just practicing forms and kicks and stuff. They don't. You don't ever actually spar till they're, I don't know, 6 or 7 or something.
Yeah,
like
but even
that.
Then, they shouldn't be messing around with their heads.
They don't. You don't mess around. You only kick the chest pad.
Kick them in the head.
Yeah,
kick
them in the head. There's no head contact.
Ted Williams, the Golden Voice. New reality show, the poll today at DougStephan.com. Will you watch it when the show comes out, apparently in September? New Ted Williams reality show. Will you watch it? A, yes, I think he has a great story, and I can't wait to see him. B, maybe, but he still has a long way to go, and I'm not sure that he'll be able to do it. C, depends what else is on. D, no, I know too many people more deserving of a second chance than him. E, who is Ted Williams? He's a former baseball player, number 9 for the Red Sox.
Very good, Doug.
All right, so our poll today, we've covered that. How about the poll from yesterday? How much time do you spend on Facebook? 25% of you said you check in a couple of times a day. 16% of you said a couple of times a week. 18% said I'm hardly ever on Facebook. 13% said I'm never on Facebook. And 12% of you said I feel like I'm always on Facebook. Lots of attention, and man, with the numbers going up, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever been jealous of those lucky college kids who get to embark on a semester at sea on board a cruise ship? Well, for those of us who don't have a whole semester to spare, there are still some options for great onboard education at sea. For example, Princess Cruise Line's Scholarship at Sea program now offers as many as 40 classes per voyage. We're talking lectures and courses in photography, navigation, ceramics, and more. On Oceania Cruises' new ship, the Marina, you get to cover everything from digital photography to an artist-in-residence program. And Silversea's onboard enrichment initiative, Silver Perspectives, now features as many as 200 expert speakers on 160 voyages. You can try piano lessons from certified teachers at Crystal Cruises Creative Learning Institute. You can actually participate in the Semester at Sea program. The Institute for Shipboard Education is offering a 3-week learning cruise that's set to sail through Central America in April. It's open to all ages. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Congratulations on making it to another day, and maybe you ought to check out your horoscope just for the fun of it to make sure that today is a winner for you and that tomorrow you don't appear on the obituary page. It'd be tough to be in the paper.
That's awful.
Yeah. 2 days in a row. The website of the day is
1-800-PetMeds.
It's 50%. Yeah. All right. So have your fun with me. That's good. Facebook phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that are attributed to Facebook. The Egyptian police and authorities, because Facebook is the reason that the whole upset in Egypt started, so now the police have turned to Facebook to improve their image, which is pretty interesting. They said,
like.
Might as well. What'd you say, Jen?
It's a like page for them.
Yeah, right. Like the, yeah. So now, well, they're trying to get people to support authority, whatever authority there is now. So there are a lot of, as a matter of fact, the police have 353 likes. If you were to check Egyptian or Cairo police, supposedly they have set up there. And it's interesting how all this stuff comes together. It really is fascinating. Also, the tributes that are coming in for Facebook. There's a story from Alexandria, Egypt today, where two parents, decided that they would name their newborn daughter Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Her
really?
Father's name, yeah, Jamal Ibrahim, was talking to Al Jazeera, apparently, and said that they had so much gratitude because of what happened, started by Facebook, they decided to name their firstborn girl Facebook, and she was born yesterday.
Isn't that neat?
Facebook,
a little weird, but neat.
Al-Aram. I know, Facebook Al-Aram. Facebook Ibrahim.
What is your name?
Yeah, that's it. Whatever that name is. The Egyptian government trying to use Facebook. It's just everywhere. What an opportunity in terms of investment, buying into the IPO, but only the big guys are going to be able to buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Suddenly, just big guys.
Yeah.
That's it. No little guys. Time for our 2020 news quiz. We've been talking a lot today, this week, probably will for the rest of this month, maybe this year, on into the future about what's happening in states that are running out of money. Federal government, same thing. Shut down the federal government. A lot of people think that's a great idea. Do you know how many the focus for me anyway is mostly on the civil employees unions and what they're getting not only for pay but for benefits. And then when you take a second look at what needs to be done, the military and the military-industrial complex dealing. Now, one wonders if you're a cynic like I am, the cutting of the $3 billion program to improve the engines that are on the F, what is it, F-17, F-18, the fighter jet.
Yeah.
All these guys says, no, we can't have that. Now, the reason I think they did it is because there are other programs that are pet programs, and they figure, okay, we'll cause all the attention to come to this. Nobody really cares except the senators and congressmen from Connecticut. So we'll kill that, and then we'll let other stuff slip through. And one of the reasons I say that is because of the sheer size of the military-industrial complex. So my 2020 News Quiz question to you for a swell prize, tell us how many military bases we have around the world. How many American military bases are open and operating around the world, including America? What's the number? I'll give you a hint. It's in the hundreds. Well into the hundreds. Person closest to the right number by the time we run out of time, in 3 or 4 minutes, we'll get the prize. We're looking for as accurate a count as we can get. How many military bases does the United States of America operate around the world? What is that number, please? 800-510-8255. And the reason we're concerned is because of all of the things that are happening, the breakdown. I was talking earlier about what's going on here in Los Angeles, the actual consideration of maybe giving taxpayer dollars to build a new football stadium when they haven't got enough money to run the schools and they're laying off 5,000 teachers. The story of Bernard Parks, who was the former police, but he followed Daryl. What was that guy's name? They all did radio shows.
Daryl,
remember him?
Yeah.
Daryl Gates, right. Yes. All right, so then he was followed by Parks. So Parks was there for quite a long time. He'd been riding high, got elected last time by 78% of the vote in his district. Now, though, the unions have targeted him because he's anti-union. He doesn't want to have the union. He wants to bargain with them and get rid of things like tenure and the teachers, all of this stuff. It makes nothing but common sense. But because the L.A. Times doesn't like it, because their support is a lot from unions, that they're fighting Parks. They're going to try to get him defeated. Defeat the guy. Get rid of him. But he points out what is a lot of, you know, the cries of a lot of politicians, some of them opportunists, some of them sincere. I don't know that in my mind it makes a whole lot of difference. I don't care as long as you're against big government and big spending and figure out a way to stop it. Don't you wish there was an honorable and organized way to crack down on all this spending, where the people who retire from public life at 50 get almost 100% pension for the rest of their lives, so they make more money after they retire than they did when they were working? I mean, who gets that? Well, these people do. But that stuff is all going to come to a halt. And I think the other side of that is any place like Jerry Brown here is going around the state trying to figure out how to get at things that they can cut. Because if he doesn't do it, and they don't make they're making an attempt to deal with these sorts of things in a way that's moderately superficial. But if you get some headlines and people say, oh, yeah, he's doing his job, and then you won't be awake for when they slip you the Mickey, which is, in the case of Los Angeles, building a sports stadium on the backs of the taxpayer. Sorry, that doesn't work.
But all people will vote it through.
Well,
don't you think? Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to be a part of that.
I mean, we keep voting through all these things that cost money for some reason. Yeah.
Because they're not well-educated.
Yeah.
And the politicians, they write these referendum questions on the ballot in such a way that you just, you know, hello.
Yep, another election coming up March 8th and a bunch of measures talking about all these different things they need money for.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Mike's in Muskegon, Michigan. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Cold here.
How do you feel about the activity in America and around the world that seems to be addressing the problems we have with overextension and overspending? Do you think that in Wisconsin and some of these other states going after the unions, is that the right approach to fix the problem?
Well, the going after the union part is maybe the wrong angle that everybody's talking about, but it's the spending that the unions are causing is the right angle to go for.
So then how do you fix it? If you don't deal with the unions in one way or another and their impossible demands, how do you fix it?
Well, that's true. I guess people are just taking it the wrong way. It's saying, well, if you're attacking the unions, it's not that we're attacking the unions.
No.
We're attacking the spending.
The spending
but
comes
I see your point.
Yeah, right.
Right.
All right. So how many military bases do we have around the world?
I think we're in excess of 138. I think we're about 138, 140.
No, we're in excess really big time of that number. You're way
really?
Low. Yeah, way, way low.
Really?
All right. Yep. Wait till you hear the number. You'll be amazed. Thanks, Mike. Here's Dan in Arizona. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. How you doing?
Well, what's the number?
I would guess 700.
700 is too low. Eric is in Fort Bliss. What do you think?
I think it's 165.
No, I just said 700 was too low, so you got to go higher than that. You want to take another shot?
I'm going to say 279.
Way too low. Pat is in El Paso. Pat, what do you think the number is?
737.
737 is pretty close, getting warmer. Melanie is in Fairhope, Alabama. Hi. Or is that
Hi.
Alaska? Are you Alaska or Alabama? Where are you?
Alabama.
Okay. All right, my guys, when they give me the information, they abbreviate all these states the same, like Alabama, Arizona, Alaska. They all come up with the same, so I'm not sure where you are. All right, so what do you think the number of bases that we have around the world is, Melanie?
761.
761 is very close, and because I want to get to some other things, I'm going to give you the prize. The actual number is 784. There are 784. Can you imagine that? We have seven, and we've cut back, by the way, cut down on some of them, but we have around the world 784 military bases in various countries. And who knows how much they cost a year, but that's why you got, I suppose if you use the numbers, it's almost $1 billion a year per military base if you want to split it down that way. It's crazy. Crazy. All right, Melanie, good job. Hold on just a second. We'll give you a nice prize. And Dr. Ken, speaking of prizes, is going to join us in a minute here. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
14 minutes before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now. He's been in business as, you call, well, the medicine, the world of medicine is business, Ken. I guess much as anything else. You have a business. You have a shop that you've set up. You have a clinic there in Florida. That's a business, right?
We are the ultimate small business owners.
Yep, and you're there to help people. And that comes in all sizes and shapes. He helps the people that come visit from all over the country and all over the world to get his expertise. But he also helps the 20-some-odd people that are working there. He gives them a place to go to work. And that's a neat thing. And they, in turn, do a good job with the patients, so the business does well. Hello. What a great model. America. What a country.
But getting tougher and tougher because our people in our capital of the country are not helping us thrive.
Wow, but that's going to stop. All this stuff is going to be a revolution now. It started in Wisconsin, all these other states where they're having these protests, really serious protests. Florida is one of them, by the way. The public employees, you're unionized in Florida, right? The public employees? Even
we're
though it's a right-to-work
state.
Yeah,
but
so
we are, but the public employees are unionized.
Right. All right, here's something. Talk about unions. The union of Dr. Ken and Medifast has proven to be wonderful. This is gold. The story of Bobby Jennings, who sent Richie an email yesterday explaining his diet. He went on the Medifast diet February the 1st and has lost, what, 16 pounds, Richie?
Yep.
And then he says, how am I doing? You're doing fine.
No, he says how he asked how I was doing.
Oh, how are you doing? Richie, how are you doing?
Right, yeah, I'm at 19 pounds.
19 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So
about,
you've got to be
6 weeks.
He says, I've not been able to listen regularly to all of this stuff, but this diet rocks. My goal is 38 pounds, so I'm close to halfway in less than a month. Thanks for the this would be advice.
He said, thanks for advertising. It really paid off for me.
Yeah, it did. Well, Medifast does pay off. Ken saw it, and he said, you know, we ought to be talking about this on the air. Why? What was the first thing that appealed to you about this, Ken?
It's a healthy diet. It's a lifestyle. It's a diet you can live with. You can go out with your friends. You like the food, and it really works, and the weight stays off. And I've seen it challenge people who have been unable to get the weight off with any other method, and this diet really works. And tens of thousands of my physician colleagues agree with me.
Right. I'll tell you, Bobby sent me another the message because we were on Facebook chatting about it. And he said the thing he likes about it is the program keeps him disciplined and regimented because you eat every 3 hours and they provide you the food. And the food is nutritionally ready to help you lose weight. And he says that's what I need is structure. And that's what it gives you.
All right. So here's what you do if you want the same structure. You go to MedifastKen.com. Medifast, M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T, Ken.com, all one word. MedifastKenMen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 when you order your meals that we're talking about here, the five Medifast meals. You get $50 off. And by the way, if you want to use the phone, it's easier for you to converse with somebody. Swell. Call 800-506-4115. 800-506-4115. When they talk to you, say, I'm listening to Dr. Ken. They give you $50 off your Medifast product line. Meanwhile, the news of the day from the world of medicine, mammograms, once again, a worry. They are a worry. I have more or less come up with the idea that mammograms are useless because by the time you get them, it's too late for the most part.
Well, you know the controversy. Who's looking out for you? The American College of Surgeons recommends mammograms once a year in a woman 40 and older, while the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, your government at work, says once every 2 years in women over 50. But the news this morning out of the Journal of the American Medical Association is that mammograms are a lot less accurate in breast cancer survivors. So picking up the second breast cancer, which is very more common in a woman who's already had a single breast cancer, the mammogram is going to be less accurate. You need to know this. You need a better exam. And you may need a better way of imaging the breast.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to Christina Aguilera talk about this with Ellen yesterday. She had a double mastectomy. Young woman that age, wow. And she still has a child, but obviously can't breastfeed it. And there's all kinds of implications here. But unless you're getting really the right kind of stuff, and I got this exam, a CAT scan or an MRI, and those are expensive and or dangerous, so what are you going to do?
Ultrasound or MRI for the breast are a lot more accurate. Knowing your family history and women, watch the alcohol, big risk factor, and the fat intake.
All right. 51 after on Good Day.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Born to be wild. Born to be wild.
One of the great anthems of the rock era. Steppenwolf,
yeah.
They used to call me in school.
Doug Steppenwolf.
I look like that, Barnabas? Yes. What is that, the guy's name that was in, they're going to redo the TV show and make a movie out
Dark
of it?
Dark Shadows.
Isn't Johnny Depp going to play that role?
I remember that.
How is it?
Barnabas Collins.
That's it, right.
Yeah, I used to watch this show when I came home from school.
Yeah.
In the 1970s. I believe it was on in the afternoon, like 3:30.
Yeah, it was. I remember that, too. I was teaching school at the time, and the kids thought I looked just like him. One with my lamb chops.
Yeah, the lamb chops, right?
Yeah, I had my lamb chops.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Steppenwolf from the movie Easy Rider gets us started with movie music. In Movie Moments, Chuck Curry is here, the author of the blog. You can go to it, by the way. Go to DougSteppen.com. Click on Chucker's picture as the representative of co-hosting. He's a co-conspirator. That's what he is, really. He's here with movie news in a moment. First, though, our movie trivia contest, which has to do this week, all week long, with things that came out of Oscar-nominated movies. All right, so here's the quote. You ready for this one, Chucker?
Go ahead, Doug.
I just wish that you could have been better. Which of the Oscar-nominated movies did that come from? I just wish you could have been better. Do you want me to go through the list of them, or do you think people know them by now? What do you think, John?
I would need the list.
All right. The Social Network, 127 Hours, Kids Are All Right, The Fighter, Toy Story 3, Inception, King's Speech. Let's see here.
These are just for movies nominated for Best Picture.
I believe, yes, the 10 best. All right. So which movie does this quote come from? I just wish that you could have been better. What's the name of the movie that's up for an Oscar that comes from? 800-510-8255. Chuck, I was telling a story earlier about living down the street from where the Oscar night activities will take place. There's also going to be, apparently, ABC's going to offer online access to the stars. You got to pay, though, to get at it. Is that normally how these things work?
I think it's a good idea. The paying part, I don't think many people will be too keen on, but it's a good idea. And you'll probably see that's the future, that stuff. So I like it.
Yep. Liam Neeson, speaking of future, looks like he has, according to now, the people who were naysayers last week, now that Unknown has done a good job at the box office, he has sort of, the people are comparing him to Bruce Willis as an older action star. Do you think that's a relevant comparison?
That's an interesting comparison. I don't know. I'd maybe make the comparison to Charles Bronson be more favorable.
But, you think?
Bruce Willis is going to do another two Die Hard films. I think he's in his upper 50s. Liam Neeson's got to be about the same age. I like the leading man in a movie, to be honest, over the age of 40. I'm a little tired going to the movie seeing leading men, 25 and under. I like it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it is a good, I think it's a good trend. And meanwhile, people say, oh, what happened to I Am Number 4? It's a terrible concept. How much, this stuff's been rung around 87 times, that same basic idea, hasn't it?
Well, it was geared to the teen crowd. It's sort of a sci-fi film with a, backstory, like Twilight-type love story. So,
yeah.
not for my demographic. But
all right, Liam Neeson opened in a movie with Meryl Streep on this date in 1996 called Before and After. Do you remember that movie? I don't know that movie.
Not really, no.
No. Also on the, this date, 2001, Monkey Bone with Brendan Fraser, Bridget Fonda, and Whoopi Goldberg. Do you remember that?
It was a quick fade from the box office. One story of interest, director Baz Luhrmann, who did Moulin Rouge in Australia, is going to get ready to shoot a version of The Great Gatsby. It's going to star Leonardo DiCaprio and actress Carey Mulligan. The interesting thing, he's going to shoot it entirely in 3D. Right. Why do you need The Great Gatsby in 3D? I don't get it. And one other bit of news, MGM yesterday reported going to do remakes of RoboCop and Poltergeist. Also interested in doing a remake of the Michael Keaton comedy, Mr. Mom. When they're doing Michael Keaton remakes, we know we're all getting a little bit older.
Yeah,
and finally, in an interview with MTV, Charlie Sheen says he will do everything in his power to do another Major League sequel. He played the character of Wild Thing. Boy, has that title come true. No word on which porn actress will be his co-star.
Sucker. All right, Jeff is in Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota. What movie did I just wish that you could have been better come from, Jeff?
True Grit.
True Grit. An interesting guess. Not the right answer. Joyce in Palm Springs, what do you think?
The President's Speech.
Oh. The Kids Are All Right is the movie from which that comes. Thank you for trying. 59 After on Good Day.